Sam, Sabby, and DDD. The Lion Dance by David Hsiao. One extra special holiday, Mama and Papa came to say,
"We're going to watch a lion dance today."
As Sam, Sabby, and DDD began to laugh and shout, Baby Zandy wondered what the fuss was all about. Could lions really dance? He wondered. Even the lions from Africa and France? Do lions dance like we do? And do they wear fancy costumes too? Sandy had never seen a lion dance before. He wondered if they danced on two legs or four.
Now a lion dance is a very grand celebration, and at this lion dance, there was every kind of decoration. There was even a lion dance band. Sandy thought that this was very, very grand.
It was not too long before the band began to play the lion dance song.
Dun dun bang went the drums. Dun dun chang went the gong.
But when the band went dung 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 chong, Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Zandy thought something was very, very wrong. They began to fear that the dancing lion was late or that he would never appear.
"Don't worry," said Sam, Sabby, and DDD. "We're quite certain it's behind that big red curtain."
But behind the curtain, of which they were certain, was the funniest lion Sandy had ever seen. It didn't look fierce or mean, and it was all fluffy and in colors of yellow, red, and green.
"That's not a lion," said Sam. "That's a lion costume. Let's put it on as a disguise. It will be such fun to give Mama and Papa the biggest, big surprise."
So in their lion disguise, Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Zandy bounced out from behind that curtain. But they're the ones who were surprised, and that's for certain.
Dun dun bang, dun dun chang.
Everyone began to cheer. "Hooray! Hooray! Hooray! The dancing lion is finally here!"
"Oh goodness gracious me!" exclaimed Zandy. "We're the dancing lion everyone has come to see." "What do we do?" he asked.
DDD replied,
"Well, the first thing to do is stop standing on my shoe."
"I have an idea," said Sabby.
"Just follow me."
And he began to sway and shuffle, shake and shimmy. Then they twirled and pranced. They jumped up and bumped to the noisy music of the lion dance. Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Zandy danced more than they ever had before. They danced until their feet were really, really sore. When it was time to take a bow, Mama and Papa were surprised to see the lion dancers were none other than Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Zandy. The cheers were long and they were loud, for Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Zandy had made Mama, Papa, and everyone so very proud. Now baby Zandy knows for certain that real lions can't dance, not even the lions from Africa or France. The end.